what is to be the first ever Sonic Style Top 5, and hopefully not our last. But that all depends on you. As you might have guessed by now, I'm your host, Demex, and today's top hits come from Shadow the Hedgehog. Now be honest, how many of you thought it was pronounced DMX? Don't be shy, raise your hands. Well, don't raise them if you're in a public place, unless you feel like looking like a dumbass. Then by all means, raise them as high as you can and announce that you're king of the fruit trees. While you guys are doing that, I'll get back to the topic at hand. Name of the game, top 5. How do you play? Well, you don't really. At the end of each show, I'll pick a Sonic-related game title or something along those lines, and you give me the top 5 hits that you feel that deserve to be our top 5 hits by either through email or posting them on a form. Either way, when a new show approaches, I'll take the 5 most popular hits and play them in ascending order. Either way, I'll eventually read everyone's top 5 hits and sort out the math and calculations, and I'll just bring out a calculator and hit a bunch of numbers and make up a whole bunch of lies. Now, since I wanted this to be a surprise for you guys, I had to get the top 5 a little differently this time. I had to look up which song files were played the most and put them in order. That's right, guys. I can see when you enter the site and when you leave the site. Kind of reminds me, can you guys stop searching for porn as soon as you leave the site? Kind of creeps me out. But enough about that. Here's our number 5 hit, Never Turn Back by Crush 40.
Oh,
Alright, that was our number 5 hit, Never Turn Back by Crush 40, a favorite band of Sega's, I'm sure. I think I got most of the static out now. Try to fix as much as I could this time. Our number 4 hit comes from Julian K, originally a side project created in 2003 by, I'm sorry if I mispronounce any names here, Amir, Derek, and Ryan Shook, guitarists from the punk rock group Orgy. However, it wasn't until 2005 that Julian K would release any songs. Can you guess what they were? Well, the first song comes from the game Sonic Heroes, titled The Machine, and the second is from Shadow the Hedgehog. Later on, the group met up with Chester Bennington from Linkin Park, where they first performed the song Let Down from the Reenact Now Music and Relief concert, and the song Morning After for the soundtrack to Underworld Evolution. Julian K has announced that Chester is an official member of the group, but unfortunately fans will have to wait longer until Chester finishes his obligations to Linkin Park before Julian K can finish their first album. Sorry about that, guys. Now here's our number 4 hit, Waking Up. That was our number 4 hit, Waking Up, performed by Julian K. Our number 3 hit comes from a band that actually played at the Ozfest, toured with Seven Dust, and even got to be on the same bill as their idols Cheap Trick and Judas Priest. Of course, I'm talking about Magnify. This Las Vegas band has had its fair share of pain and suffering that comes along with the music biz, which mainly deals with legal issues from their former label company, which cannot be released to the public at this time. Now that Magnify has completely cut ties with their former record label, the band can start playing their music the way they feel it should be. Not only does Magnify record their own music, they also produce it and mix it. Now here's our number 3 hit, All Hail Shadow. All Hail Shadow! Heroes rise again, obliterating everything that's not your friend. Nothing can stop you now, no ghost to bring you down. When there's nothing left to lose, you win. Bow your head to formation.
Just got done listening to our third hit, All Hail Shadow by Magnify.
Just kidding. Now we're coming close to the end of our short pilot top 5 podcast. Whew, that was a mouthful. I just want to say, if you feel like the show should be longer or that it should include something else, drop me a line at admin@sonicstyle.org. Coming up next is our number 2 hit from Crush 40. Originally known as Sons of Angels, Crush 40's purpose was to produce music for Sega's arcade racing game EA Sports NASCAR Arcade back in 1998. Later that year, the group was renamed as Crush 40 and produced their first vocal demo, Open Your Heart, which quickly became recognized as the theme song for Sonic Adventure. Ever since then, Crush 40's songs have been played on almost every Sonic game that has been released for the home console. Now here's our number 2 hit, I Am. Short but sweet. You just got done listening to I Am from Crush 40, our number 2 hit in our top 5 countdown. Now it's time for our number 1 hit, but before I leave you, I need to announce what songs I'm looking for the next top 5 hits. Now to mix it up a bit, for the next show, I'm looking for your top 5 choices in Sonic fan remixes. Now let me explain that a little bit. I'm looking for remixes of any Sonic song or BMG, which stands for background music. You gotta give me the name of the song, the person who remixed it. Remember, I'm looking for the 5 of them, so put which ones you like the most to the least in order. Email me at admin@sonicstyle.org, or you can post it in the forum. There should be a topic already created for it when you get there. Now that I've stalled long enough, let me introduce you to the next band who won our number 1 spot in our top 5 countdown, Powerman 5000. This band's music should sound very familiar to you if you play video games or watch movies. Powerman 5000's music has been featured in titles such as Guitar Hero, Gran Turismo 3, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, Dracula 2000, Titan AE, and The Bride of Chucky. Now, if you cannot tell the difference between which one's the video games and which one's the movies, I feel really sorry for you. And command you, yeah, I'm commanding you, to watch or play more video games and movies. It's your choice, either the movie or the video game. Here's our number 1 hit, Almost Dead.
No more gods, no more graves. Are you friend or fiend?